What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer once again here for the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Coordinates on what has been Boston Monday, the Boston Marathon, the 127th edition, wrapped up earlier today. Congrats to all the runners there who did their thing. Shout out to my crew who did their thing up there as well. So there's that little quick shout out there to my peeps, Elena and Tom. Did their thing. Elena PR'd, Boston PR today. Tom completed his second marathon, first Boston after being a spectator last year. So yeah, super stoked for my crew doing their did their thing today. And now my event awaits in another almost actually 2 months from now. My thing awaits up there in Minnesota, Grandma's Marathon. So I'm even more stoked now for that, for my chance to get after it up there. So, but still a little bit work to be done on that front, of course. So, but congrats. Don't want to focus on myself, but congrats to everyone who finished the Boston Marathon, the 127th edition, which was the 10-year anniversary of the horrifying event. The Boston bombing, unfortunately, which took place on that fateful day. But everybody contributed today and conquered Boston. They're in a good way there. Meanwhile, here in Manhattan, a lot took place for the K-State men's track and field team over the weekend in Walnut, California here. Which we're going to try to get back ourselves caught up with track and field here. I mentioned in what should be coming out now, or should be out when this recording pops up, 154 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly Edition. My co-host Alex Aiden, Hannah Stewart helped the team with a huge win in the steeplechase last week in a 3,000-meter steeplechase, logging her PR 10 minutes and 14 seconds there at Heimer Lodge Stadium. That time not only eclipsed her previous PR, but well, that's by 5 seconds, but also represented the fourth best time in K-State history as well. It was the best time by a K-State Wildcat since Morgan Welkine posted a time of 9 minutes and 56 seconds at the 2018 NCAA West Preliminary meet there as well. What, that's huge. And of course, Hannah Stewart is a part of the K-State women's cross country team as well. So huge congrats to Hannah Stewart again, and well deserved there. On top of that, Grace Meyer, also part of that cross country team as well. She PR'd with a 10:45 there. That was a seventh place as well. Cecilia Fisher, also on that same boat as well, finished ninth with a time of 10 minutes and 47 seconds as well. This freshman duo of Meyer and Fisher now boast the 8th, 9th best times in the event in K-State history. That's pretty freaking impressive there as well. On the flip side, the men, sophomore Tommy Hazen, also did well in the 3,000-meter steeplechase, finishing in 4th with a personal, with a PR, 9:02.61 there as well. And he cut off 16 seconds. So everybody getting in on the action here. Not only that, my crew, and I'm pretty sure a lot more others PR as well, but K-State getting in the action as well. Senior Kirby Devin Bush wrapped up the evening for K-State. This was early last week, of the 17th place finish in the men's 10,000 meters, the time of 30 minutes and 16 seconds there as well. So this happened, of course, this was happening last Thursday as well. This was the Mount SAC Relays for the K-State men's and women's track and fields outdoor teams. Now they are really getting deep, and we haven't really covered that since in quite a while. So might as well just tackle that right off the bat. So cover that. And that was, I believe, day one. But the congrats to all in that. Hannah Stewart winning the event. You had Grace Meyer, Cecilia Fisher, that freshman duo, PRing themselves. And then Tommy Hazen also getting on the fun as well right there. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, welcome on board of the pod. Hope you love what you're hearing. Next thing you should do is subscribe to this podcast. We are the only K-State podcast. Despite there's other K-State experts out there too that do it better, but we post daily content, 5+ days a week, covering all things K-State, not just football, men's basketball, but all things women's basketball, track and field. Got women's tennis there. We're still working out some things and plenty more others. Women's rowing. Yeah, we got all that covered for you on this podcast. So definitely want to make sure for that as well. And of course, down the line somewhere, if you want to leave a rate and review, you can do that as well. And we don't accept 1 or 2 stars. That is out the door. So there you go on that. But congratulations to everyone who did their thing. I only updated you on part of what K-State Men's Track and Field team did at Mount Sat Relays over there out west in the state of Cali early last week. So we want to get you updated on that as well. Make sure you stay tuned for more K-State baseball trending in the right direction. They have some momentum come off of a sweep of rival KU. They take on their next rival, Wichita State. That's tomorrow night. I think that's a one-off there as well. So, again, a lot going on around here. There's a lot going on outside of football, which spring football just wrapped up over the weekend as well. So, a lot of exciting momentum here. And also, congrats, well, Will Howard and Cooper Beebe were at the recent, yesterday for K-State at the K. If those know what K is, Kauffman Stadium, home of the Kansas City Royals as well. So, hope everyone had a terrific weekend. And again, congrats, I'm recording this on Boston Marathon Monday. So, congrats to everyone who finished the epic Boston Marathon, historic 127th edition of the Boston Marathon out there as well. That's going to do it for this edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer, once again, we'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats.